Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, newspapers, Q-tips and ears, and fired for porn. It's all coming up right after this.
It was his bass player. He was sitting in a bar just getting really, really drunk. He was mad at the world.
Yeah.
He had been fired from his latest job. Mad at everyone. Just angry, drinking. So he leaves the bar. He's very, very drunk. He's walking down the street. And across the street is a nun walking the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bass player runs across the street, knocks her down, and just starts kicking her and hitting her and going crazy.
A drunk bass player.
A drunk bass player. And he looks down and says, "You're not so tough now, are you, Batman?"
That's it for our show. Based on.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie Griswold at the National Weather Desk.
44 and cloudy in Cedar Rapids, chick.
This update brought to you live from our National Weather Desk.
Yep. Willie's weather may or may not be accurate.
We're okay today. We're all right.
I'm Chick McGee at the Sports Desk.
And here's Willie's weather may not or may be okay. I'll get that right one of these times.
Sometimes I riff on it, yeah.
I was talking about the fact that I don't get a newspaper anymore.
Right.
Do you get an actual newspaper? Newspaper,
no,
John?
I do not.
No, I don't.
I follow the paper boy, though, and every morning.
Oh. What's
paper man.
What's that all about?
I mean, it's great if you do. I get it on my phone.
Hi, paper boy.
Tom, I remember when you first moved here.
How are you,
paper And I was boy? At your apartment for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like stacks and stacks of newspapers.
That's right. Ace, I like to read a lot
and
of
you know what
papers,
he said?
Get different points of view.
I can predict what he said. I'm going to read those.
Yeah, yes, when did you ever read those?
I read them all the time.
I knew it.
I'm not busy watching episodes of ALF, although that was an excellent show.
You can multitask.
Yeah, I get my newspaper now on my phone, which is weird because sometimes it's late and wet.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah. Just for old time's sake, they do that. They deliver.
Hey, we got an update live from the parking lot from Mike Mark.
Yeah.
Bald Eagle near the radio towers. He wants Tom to know about it.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Bald Eagle.
Very cool.
Love those.
There you go, Tom.
And sadly, there's this really bad disease right now ravaging birds all over North America. So yikes.
Bird flu?
Yeah,
it's really bad. It's gotten some eagles, which is a terrible thing. But we'll move on.
Makes eagles' hair fall out.
Those are the balding eagles.
It used to be the balding.
I'm sorry. We haven't completed sports yet, unfortunately. What have you got over there?
Well, that'd be interesting as soon as I get to the right page here.
Okay.
Here we go. Stupid.
Chick McGee just thumbs through the sports pages. He's got to get to the right page.
There we go. Pro soccer player in the United Kingdom had to miss a game after getting a Q-tip stuck in his ear.
Oh, my gosh.
Hartlepool United manager Graham Lee told the BBC.
Sorry, Ace.
That Mark Shelton had a cotton bud in his ear that has gone in too far.
Now, he's a soccer player, so did he actually have a Q-tip stuck in his ear, or did he just roll around pretending like he had a Q-tip stuck in his ear?
You couldn't get it out. You can't use your hands.
Soccer.
But this isn't why I picked this story, because the story is incredibly stupid.
A Nottingham-born 25-year-old player was ruled out of Poole's game against Scunthorpe United on Saturday.
How do you spell that?
Because of the unlikely issue. Scunthorpe S-C-U-N-T.
They went that way, huh?
R-P-E.
All right.
Scunthorpe.
Look at you, giggling like a schoolboy.
Gotta get a jersey. Boy, Scunthorpe United.
You make sure those all those lights on the stadium are lit, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And remember, if that S goes out, that is job one, people.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of circuit. Like if, like the old-fashioned Christmas trees, if one bulb goes, they all go.
Yeah, exactly.
I forget, was that a series circuit? What's that called? They'd have to do that.
The manager said 25-year-old player went to the hospital and had the Q-tip removed, but it appears, quote, the tweezers have gone in too far, and now he's dizzy and can't stand up.
Oh,
man. How did that even happen? Well, sure. I mean, the thing is, it says right on the package of Q-tips, you're not supposed to stick them in your ear.
I got yelled at.
No, you use a paperclip for that.
That was also the last episode of Ted Lasso this past season. Was
okay.
Ted gets a Q-tip. Yeah,
by the way, is am
I call them buds here.
Yeah, am I the only one that every time I open up the internet, I've got that commercial for the earwax removing screw thing?
You're the only one.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that.
No one else has seen that. No. I don't know why I keep getting it.
I got that, like, the first... That was one of the first quarantine purchases I made from Instagram in, like, March of 2020.
You got one of them?
I was stuck inside for so long. I was like, I got to get one of these weird twisty things.
Did it work?
Did it not work for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They look like a corkscrew.
They've got a really gross TV commercial.
Do you get the one with the camera, too? It's like you stick the thing in your ear, and there's a camera of your inner ear on your phone.
What?
I got that one on my phone, too. Yeah. And then I got that ad, and now I'm getting, like, ingrown toenail remover ads. They're getting real gross.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have ear problems?
I don't. But
you need earwax. It's there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing, it looks like a giant corkscrew.
My doctor said if you use a Q-tip and you're not supposed to in your ear, to push to go up and corkscrew it out. So there is some.
But again, I mean, that's what everyone gets them for their ears.
I know that.
But you don't have to go that deep.
You're pushing the wax down.
This is like if Kleenex had ads and said, don't masturbate into these.
No.
I think that's a safe thing to do.
I bet blowing your nose is still the number one.
I think you're right.
He has at himself... in such a violent, shameful way.
Lights out.
You're a bad boy.
Get the tag.
I need iron saucepans.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're a bad boy.
You're horrible, Tommy. Oh!
Once again, Mark Shelton missed the game over the weekend against Scunthorpe.
Yes.
Because of dizziness, because he had a, quote, cotton bud, or what we would call a Q-tip, stuck in his ear.
I bet you can't. You must be able to get Scunthorpe jerseys, right?
Oh, yeah, I've got to go.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. And use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Listen to this. Here, this article has another sort of a sub-article here. Oddest injuries reported by players. Here's this one I love. Former Wimbledon and England goalkeeper Dave Besant was ruled out after dropping a bottle of salad cream on his foot. Salad cream? That's...
It's dressing?
Okay. Or is that like mayonnaise? Or
I don't know.
Salad cream.
Salad, not sour cream. Salad cream. Wales midfielder Darren Barnard slipped on a puddle of dog urine after his dog had an accident. George was out for 5 months with damaged knee ligaments.
Yikes.
Reading striker Leroy Lita had a leg muscle injury while stretching in bed.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
Scunthorpe United official online shop.
Oh, you found it.
Oh, yes.
Can you get like a Scunthorpe scarf?
You can get a scarf. You can get T-shirts. You can get a bunny mascot.
Is that their mascot? It's a bunny?
Scunty?
A bunny. It was a beaver, and then clearer heads prevailed.
Old Scunty.
What are their colors?
Red.
Pink.
And...
red every now and then.
Well, it is kind of red. Red and blue. Kind of
sort of red.
Kind of a light red and a blue.
And you didn't want to read this story.
I never said that. I never said I didn't want to.
Where is Scunthorpe on the map?
Somewhere in the UK.
Right in the center.
Okay.
Really nobody can find it.
Over the Finger Lakes. Is that sports?
Yes.
Right above Bungville and next to the Finger Lakes.
Hey, this is what you're farting for.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christine.
Well, while we're on the topic, a member of the UK Parliament has resigned after he was caught looking at porn in Parliament twice.
Oh, hey, look, we told you once, man.
Yeah. Neil Parrish told BBC
Southwest
that the first instance was accidental, saying, oops, that situation was that funny enough. It was tractors I was looking at.
Tractors.
Tractors. Quote, I didn't get into another website that they had a very similar name, and I watched it for a bit, which I shouldn't have done.
It was a farming thing. He was looking at Corn Hub.
Yeah.
What?
He was searching for a backhoe.
He continued, but my crime, quote, biggest crime is that on another occasion, I went in a second time.
Oh,
the 65-year-old said the second instance was deliberate, had occurred when he was in the House of Commons while waiting to vote.
He's right there, I guess, right there in the, you know, everybody sitting around him.
Wow!
Got caught white-handed, if you will.
Why didn't he just say sorry? Why did he say the thing about tractors?
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's weird.
That is odd. Pat, your thoughts on that?
Thinking about planting some corn. I found myself looking at porn. Oh, right here in my parliament seat. Killing time just to beating my meat. Sitting watching porn on my phone. Should have done it when I was all alone. Waiting for a vote to begin. What do I do with this election and erection? Whistle with me. Whoosh!
He wanted us to
whistle.
That's hard.
He was directing.
He was, yeah.
No, I didn't know that was coming. I wish I'd have had my whistle out, Pat. That's great. I'm trying to figure out how this guy claims he was looking at farming tools and it landed on a porno site.
I don't know.
Gettingplowed.com. What is
it? Could have been. It could have been anything like that.
I mean, there is a chance if he was on like a message board or something and people were talking about tractors and there was just some horny guy that was like, hey, check this out. This is pretty fun. And he clicks on that. But no proper tractor site is going to have a link that directs you straight to porn.
He's lying is what he's doing.
Backhoes. Sure.
Backhoes.
Did he just not? You didn't hear me either. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure you've been there.
No.
You've been online looking at real estate. The next thing you know, it's you know.
No.
Sex house? No?
No, sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I find it rather amusing that he, especially when they caught the guy a second time.
Yeah, he said, he goes, I went back. Yeah, I went back to look again.
Looking at houses is my porn. What are you talking about?
I know. Isn't there a name for that?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, we were talking about a couple of years, like real estate porn or something.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Dear Tom.
Oh, yes.
My wife and I were making our coffee this morning using our Keurig.
Yes.
She opened a new box of pods and accidentally poked a hole in one of the pods.
Oh, okay.
We decided, okay, let's power through. We're going to use it anyway.
Uh-oh.
Well, coffee grounds ended up everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was coffee ground in the coffee. We were trying to clean it up, and we looked at each other at the same time, and we both said, Griswold.
That's what it's called.
But see, at least they were bright enough to put a cup underneath the...
That's David from Cedar Falls.
No, Cedar Falls, you know the weather for there?
Yeah.
Well, about 5-10 minutes, maybe.
Okay, all right. As it happens. The weather as it happening.
On a couple of occasions, I have neglected to put a cup underneath the Keurig machine.
Well, no, in Josh's case, Josh...
removed my cup as coffee was pouring into it.
Right.
And as it spilled out, said somebody made a mess.
Somebody.
Yeah. I'm not sure what I was thinking about at the time, but and I obviously and preoccupied.
Put his cup under and ran out of the room.
Yep. I turned to a camera that wasn't there and said, somebody made a mess. Yeah.
Well,
often play to cameras that aren't
there. Yeah, like Jim in the office. Yeah.
You don't have a Keurig at home because you don't want to clean up after yourself?
No.
The coffee's not at home.
I don't like doing that. The coffee is out there.
Boy, that.
But that's part of your ritual. You like to get out? You like to go get it? Yeah. Whereas mine is, I like to make it at home and look out at my creek.
Yeah, not have to leave.
You got creek,
gotcha. Yeah, you got a nice creek.
I do have a creek, yeah.
My goodness, that's you're a lucky man.
There's a duck in the creek yesterday,
guys. Was there?
Yeah.
That's relaxing.
I got to see a duck. A beautiful mallard.
Can you quit bragging over there?
I got the video. Here he goes. Josh walks over to the window, sees the duck.
Why would he shoot
Chinese
the duck?
Food.
That's right. Oh, I had plenty of a la orange in the fridge.
Okay, now I don't want to get into too much detail here, but Christy will back me up in this, and I think so will Ace.
I will not.
When I first moved here,
this is a true story.
They arrested a guy. There's a famous area of town that their slogan is "Where the ducks are."
Yeah,
this guy was arrested there. This guy was arrested there. He was capturing the ducks, chopping their heads off, and serving them at his restaurant.
Hey, there's no margin there.
However,
is that true?
Yes.
In his defense,
it is true.
Before this happened, best Chinese food in the city.
Yeah.
And I take that back. That's all margin. There's no overhead. That's brilliant.
And those are free range ducks, man. Those
are plenty.
Now, see, if they could do that with geese, I would go there every day just to help. Get rid of the Canada geese population.
I've never had goose. Have you?
I don't care. I hate them. They're all they do is turds everywhere.
I love them. Delicious.
Have you ever been goosed?
I have been goosed. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about you, Christy? You ever been goosed?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
She didn't care for
that. They were getting into unfortunate territory.
You ever been goosed on your nips?
Okay. Could we move forward?
Oh, sorry.
I'm not sure what goose means now. I thought I had it, but that's a whole
just pinching the butt.
When you're a kid. You're a kid.
I thought it was an N kind of thing.
No, when you're a kid, you take your hand and you're just going to.
No.
No, that's
goosing
not goose.
Is just pinching the bottom.
Just pinch
the
butt.
Like a goose biting.
No, I thought it was just like a slam with your hand like
no,
a goose head.
No, that's.
Your finger is what you're doing.
You're a monster.
Who goosed you?
Not a goose. No, I'm not talking. I'm not
that's
talking.
Sexual assault.
Well, I'm not talking sliding into third.
Have you ever given a woman an Eskimo kiss? That's when you throw a woman to the ground and tackle her. You make love to her and she
you punch her in the nose.
What?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.